this is November 6, Golf Yankee, Romeo.
November 6, Golf Yankee, Romeo. Good morning, happy Friday.
I have one up on you. It's always Friday for me. I'm retired.
Well, hey, that worked. I'm on my way on a long drive to finish out my week, so I've got 2 hours left to my destination.
Yeah, I've done some pretty wild things as far as, you know, that. Drive from Half Moon Bay to Vandenberg, pick something up and walk around the van a half a dozen times, jump back in the van and drive back. Lots of fun. 10-hour round trip.
Yep. I think the last 2 weeks or so, I've put a couple thousand miles down already. It's just been a busy couple weeks, but hopefully today is the end of it. I'm on my way from Twain Heart all the way out to Pleasanton today.
All right, yeah, I used to know the guy who used to own the pro shop at the golf course there. That was 40, 50 years ago. The old golf course because that was a long time ago, a long, long time. Vaguely remember it. My parents took us up there once.
Are you still doing a little bit of golf now that you're retired?
That's a negative. I absolutely find it fascinating to take a little white ball, put it on a tee, and then smash the ball with everything you got with a big driver club and try and hit what you're aiming at. In our case, we used to have a tree at about 170 yards. And when we go up there and hit golf balls at the tree, and it was quite satisfying, except my back, after about the third swing, my back would give.
Yep, I hear you. Whenever I tried playing golf, a few times I did, I spent most of my time looking for the ball and not actually playing.
Sure. Well, the advantage of this is that we have buckets full of balls. Buy them at garage sales, you know, buy a bucket full of balls, take them to work, put them in our big bucket. But we just hit balls right and left, and we had a machine to pick up the balls. So we sent the guy down to mow the grass and pick up the balls and refill our thing up again and do it over again. It was lots of fun. As they say, hey, you only do that two or three times. You know, smack that ball like that with that much force. Lower back just couldn't handle it.
Yeah, you gotta keep an eye on the ball boy, and if you hit him, it's 100 points, right?
Supposedly, I guess that's the standard. I don't know, we didn't have any ball boys. It took us a month to not hit all the balls downwind. And it was lots of fun though. It was one of the perks of working at that particular station.
I gotcha. Well, hey, the name here is Andrew. I'm still on my drive. I got to turn on 99 here soon. But I finally got out of the rain clouds. It was raining really hard when I was leaving Dwayne Hart. Yeah, back to you, K6AE.
Down here. I'm currently located in South San Francisco. And let's see, I can't really see through the window at all. The ground looks like it might have been damp earlier. But otherwise, it ain't raining right now. Yeah, it's starting to get some sunshine coming through here, actually. It's trying to break through the clouds, but it's having a hard time.
San Francisco, right? I had a friend who lived in Pacifica for quite a while, and I remember every time I went to visit him, I'd be driving through a beautiful sunny day, and then all of a sudden I pass through South San Francisco, and I get down Highway 1, and it's just socked in with all that fog.
Normal. Yeah, nice. A nice sunny day down there on Highway 1, going to the fancy restaurants, and then the fog rolls in. Standard operating procedure for that place.
Do you have a favorite place on Highway 1 you like to go eat, or a favorite spot just visiting? Highway 1.
The work was really good. I mean, you know, we guys would bring in gigantic things of hamburger, and we'd make hamburgers. And what they did was they made a gigantic 1 pound ball of meat and flattened it out a little bit and called that a hamburger. I could eat one. One day I ate two, and I couldn't eat anything for a couple days.
Okay, yeah. I always feel full after a big hamburger. yeah, that's pretty funny.
Fixings on it, and just, they were delicious, needless to say. Let's see, down by the harbor down there, south of Pacifica, there's a harbor, El Granada, and you turn to go into the harbor, but if you turn and go back towards the mountain, then immediately make a right-hand turn, and then immediately make a left-hand turn. There's a little yellow place back there that makes pizza. Harbor pizza, you know, sunset pizza. I don't know what the heck thing's called. They have the best meat pepperoni pizzas.
Do you happen to know if that pizza place is still there? I really like pizza, and next time I go out to Half Moon Bay, I'll have to try and find it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's still there. I mean, it's one of the few places there that has pizza. Yeah, I really like the place. You know, there's a certain smell when you cook a pizza. It's got the good stuff on it. It has a smell. And then if you eat like a whole small pizza, you get indigestion really bad because the meat is so spiced up and good. But it's a unique smell that I think a pizza should have. But most of them usually don't.
southbound on 99. Sounds like I'm right behind you, turning on to 99 right now. 86AEF.
AES, N6T Ware, South San Francisco. Go ahead, the other guy. Pick it up. You guys continue. I'm going to step back and have some coffee. N6T Ware.
Enjoy your coffee, N6DYR. Hey, if you're looking for a good pizza, there's a spot down south, south of Fremont. I want to say it's called Bronco Billy's or Wild Willie's or Bronco Bill's or something like that. And it's a famous spot in the downtown district there that old black and white movie stars used to go to back in the day. Or it's a famous district for black and white movies. And they make a pizza there. The small pizza seems as big as a large pizza. I think it's called Bronco Billy's or something like that.
Keep that in mind. I get over there sometimes. Anyways, enjoy. Have fun. This is TYR. I'll be sipping on coffee. Got to drink it while it's warm.
Happy Friday, K6AEF, southbound 99.
Alpha Delta 7, Charlie Delta.
System 24, link up.
At Alpha Alpha 7, Charlie Delta, go ahead.
Alpha Delta 7, Charlie Delta, Carson Valley, Nevada. It's raining over here. Is it still raining in the valley over there?
Morning to you. I am under the only bit of blue sky I see here in Tracy, California, just driving on the highway. But yeah, it's raining pretty good back home, and it looks like there's some pretty good clouds on the coast where I'm headed.
So is your home 20 on the coast then, where all the clouds are hanging out?
Yeah, I just jumped on I-5 South, heading past Manteca right now. But I'm heading towards the coast. I'll be out there for the day, and I'm looking at a big bank of clouds.
Okie dokie. Hope you have a good trip there and be safe. Know how the roads are and when they get slick and slippery and hydroplaning. Alpha Delta 7, Charlie Delta.
Yep, roger that. Thanks for the kind words. I'll drive safe, and happy Friday to you. Hope you enjoy the weekend. K6AEF Mobile.